It is crazy how you and me were just kind of, we've just been edged. We're getting edged.
It's hard.
Our comedy careers are just being edged. And we're like still.
You just
have to fight and fight and fight and fight and fight. And you just have to keep fighting. And because the moment you start like letting up is the moment everyone's just like, yeah, saw that coming.
You know? Fucking loser. Yeah. We told you you suck.
Yeah. No. And then meanwhile, you see somebody put in like a little bit of effort and then the whole world is like, oh yeah, here, dude, you can fuck me in my ass. Like, yeah. Oh yeah. Why don't you come on down? Come on down, sir. Fuck my wife right in the ass in front of me. Oh yeah. Here.
Dude, it's.
Remember when went up here? Were you ever here when went on stage before he got fired from Mothership and he's like, I fucked Mrs. Rogan and pussy was trash. Did you ever see that?
No,
that
was I was awesome. Here when he said the N-word at that. That was at a memorial.
Memorial?
Yeah. Scottie Peterson, like a comic from Houston, died in like a really tragic way. And Keith had lived with him for a while. And so it was the end of an open mic. And got up there hammered, R-I-B. Obliterated, drunk, sobbing. And then told like one or two Scotty stories. And then at the end, just for some reason, yelled it like four times. Because it was just like, I get a pass. I'm sad. And everyone was like, yeah.
Yeah, a 21 gun salute, but it's just the N-word.
Just a white guy yelled at you. Oh. All right, let's start the pod. Are we ready?
This is Highly Social with Mike Eaton. Bitches, show Mike Eaton your titties.
Hi, welcome to Highly Social. Make sure that you like and subscribe, like the video, push the subscribe button, help the Creek in the Cave studio. You got to do it, please. You do it because you love me. We are brought to you today by the Creek in the Cave studio. It's the best goddamn comedy club in the whole wide world. There are shows here 7 days a week. There are mics if you want to try and be a comic. Don't do it. But there are mics here and you can come try and do comedy and ruin your life the way that we've ruined ours. We're also brought to you by Crescent Canna. Use code Eaton for 10% off site wide. And probably someone else, but hey, I forget. Today's guests, we were all on Roast Battle this past Friday, and it was incredible. Nick and Michael Ridley. Nick, do you use your full last name on stage?
No, usually not.
Just Nick V?
Yeah, some people, they like dig through my shit and find it and put it on a poster. But yeah, I go up as Nick V usually.
Yeah, because I don't know. It's a cool one. It looks cool, but it's long.
People would say it wrong. That's why I started. Because at every I came here and signed up for open mics, and every dude would say it wrong. So yeah. I just shortened it.
Did you have any fun mispronunciations? Did you ever get like Nick Voldemort or anything?
Like Vandefart, I think was like the worst. That's like the worst.
That's
one.
Incredibly so incorrect.
Yeah. So, I'm like, you said that with your mouth, which is crazy. Yeah, because that came out of your face. Which
that's
is
fucking
super
nuts.
Funny.
I've gotten Riddle. If we're talking about Harry Potter, I've gotten Michael Riddle, which I don't like.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah,
I've gotten Fatone.
Huh?
I've had people read Eaton and say Fatone.
No,
that's like,
Fatone?
I don't know. Yeah.
Etone.
It's like, well, I don't know what you're looking at. I do have dog shit handwriting.
Fatone's kind of cool, though.
Fatone? That's Joey Fatone from the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, okay,
and
okay.
It's also, if you just spell it, it's Fat One. It's just Fat One, which might be the only thing worse than being eaten.
Yeah.
I got pretty boned.
The Fat One be eaten.
Yeah.
It's a self-fulfilling thing, I think.
I'm the only fat one in my family.
Fuck.
Yeah. Isn't that nuts?
Yeah.
It'd be crazy if I was like, I'm the only Asian in my family. Yeah. We're all Asian. But that happens sometimes, though. You get adopted or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank God I've never adopted. Those kids are always weird as shit.
The
adopted
Asians. Their parents figured that early on. They're like, what? We don't want this. It's fucking weird.
The Korean dumpster baby.
Yeah.
It's like, always a Korean kid, too.
Yeah.
The Vietnamese is common, too. Vietnamese adoption.
There were six babies found abandoned.
There you go.
Six babies found abandoned in Harris County, which is Houston, in the past week.
Just a box of babies.
Yeah.
So, well, I found them. They're mad.
They're shooting dice.
Just half dozen babies.
They're just hanging out there.
It's crazy.
I ain't even from here. I'm a baby.
I don't even got a social yet, officer. Damn, cuz.
And what did I do?
What did I do?
What did I do? 12 babies. What
do
we
roll
do?
The T like that. You're doing the Mexican OT rolling of other letters that aren't R.
Yeah.
What did I do, though?
What did I do?
That's crazy.
That's the only one I can do that.
I have so much wigger jealousy right now that you guys are able to do the cool rap sound.
I've been chigger maxing for the last 2 years. It was incredible. Like Hans Kim was
it's
in the
incredible.
No, it was Hans was in, Hans Kim was in the Vulcan. This happened tonight. I walked by. I went to Vulcan to try to get a spot, you know, and I walk in the Vulcan green room and David Lucas is roasting Hans for his Jordans that he's wearing. I guess they're not like a main silhouette of Jordan. You know, they're like a off, you know, a one off, you know, a fusion or whatever. I walk in the green room and David Lucas goes, "See, damn some Jordans." And I was like, dude, chigger maxing. I've been setting my intention.
There's no better feeling in the world than a shoe compliment from a black guy.
Yeah, my shoe game, crazy. It's,
dude, yeah. It changes your life.
A laugh from an old black guy, too.
All right.
Unreal.
Okay.
At the first Skankfest I went to in Vegas, I have a cool pair of shoes that I wore. And I wore one the first day, and then I wore a second cool pair for the second day. And a security guy that just worked at the venue was like, "Yeah, man, I seen everybody here. You got the best shoes." And there were so many famous comics there. And he said, "I had the best shoes. I my sets were fine. That was so much better."
Yeah.
That was so, it was like, black guy said I had coolest shoes at the place.
Yeah.
I seen Steve Ranazzisi at Skankfest wearing some Jordan 3 True Blues, or he had like some blue Jordan 3s on, and I was like, yo, I should have bought those. I saw those same shoes at Sneaker Palace. I was like, bro, they're right there. Just get them. But once I see them on somebody else, and I'm like, damn, I should have bought them.
There's so many shoes I see that. I need those.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope. I'm a car guy and a shoe guy. It's a nightmare.
Yeah, you have impulse buy, and then you have like, well, if I don't buy shoes for a while,
perhaps
pretty much. A Miata.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I haven't bought a pair of shoes, and then I'm like, yeah, let's just drop $7,000.
Yeah.
If you sold all your shoes, could you buy a car, you think?
I could probably buy some car parts.
You buy some parts, you know,
like anybody want some lightly worn Asian feet shoes?
If I sold all of my shoes, I could buy probably like a new windshield.
Hell yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's
that'd
good.
Be pretty good.
I don't have a leg to stand on the shoe. I mean, look at these fucking things. Are these?
But at least you have a size that's desirable, probably. What are those, nines?
9.5, I think.
Yeah, it's a desirable size. It's hard. It's hard to be a sneakerhead as 9.5.
13!
13's easy mode.
Yeah, rules.
Oh, there's differences in the fucking...
The pricing.
They don't make as many of these, but also there's no demand for these.
Oh, so
can get most, like, grail shoes.
At a discount.
Because there's not many fucking giant feats for those.
Yeah.
But if I ever try and sell them...
It's almost impossible.
Yeah, nobody's fucking buying that.
Yeah, if you got 9.5, 10.5, 11, and 12 are like the fucking hitters, and a woman's 8, shit like that. Yeah, shoes are annoying. They're annoying.
This is immediately super engaging, right? You guys like this?
Y'all like shoes? Y'all like super niche topics?
It's
not really niche.
Everyone wears shoes.
I know.
Everyone I want to talk to wears shoes. Have you met any of the barefoot peoples recently?
I saw Diaper Girl with her titties out the other night. That shit was nice.
I hate her. It's insane how
she had nice tits.
They were not bad.
I seen them and I was like, yo, you got like you got anime titties.
She does. They're the perfect small boob.
Yeah.
And they're just hanging off a woman that's dressed like Tommy Pickles.
It's funny that you say Tommy Pickles, because I was going to say, you know, the bottle from Rugrats?
Yeah.
The nipple on the bottle. Those are the kind of nipples she has. Justin, pull up the fucking baby bottle from fucking Rugrats,
please.
Dude. I have a video of her cussing me out and like.
Wait, really?
I have a video of her chasing me and cussing me out.
I think I saw
and
that.
And she winds up to hit me.
That's awesome.
And she calls me. She says the N-word a bunch too.
Ooh,
she calls
that
me.
That feel kind of good.
Yeah,
she's
kept,
cool too.
She kept, she kept calling me Marshall.
I remember this.
Marshall.
I remember this.
I want my money, Marshall. She was like having a full schizophrenic breakdown.
That's wild.
Yeah, baby bottles are
running. I just hate her because she always is just sprawled out from where I park. I have like a dedicated area.
Everyone.
And she's always just sprawled out, just out there with just titties flying. And you walk past and you're just like,
Because even if you were gonna, if you were gonna fuck her, you'd have to do a diaper change first.
Yeah, that's insane. That's what makes it so bad is that you attach tits to the worst possible. Everything I can fuck
like
is attached.
Both ankles in one hand.
Like,
you gotta scoop the doo doo out of the pussy first.
Just
a sopping wet piss diaper on a fully grown woman.
Do you think the other homeless people are like, yeah, she's bad?
She got it.
Like, I think they have the same dilemma as us, because you can't really fuck those tits.
Top right.
And all of the things that you can fuck on her are horrible. They're either covered in diaper or spouting schizophrenic racism.
Ringworm. You know,
close that out.
Not you that see one. The third row, fourth, yeah, second row, fifth over, Orange Tommy. Yeah.
Bro, it's look funny. Diaper ladies so prolific downtown that if you mention her at a show, sometimes even not downtown, people
yeah.
know.
Yeah,
diaper ladies. I had a whole bit talking about how I hated her for her nice tits. I was like, I have a bunch of like down bad friends with couches. How bad is your personality that you're still outdoors?
Yeah. And
I know people loved it because they're like, we do hate her.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Imagine charity porn that ends in normal porn.
You like find a lady on the street and you take her to Target and you take her to Planet Fitness, get her showered
up. That's super funny.
And you just railed her out the bang
bus. That's super funny.
And then you get to bang bus, leave her on the side of the street. You get to just fucking put her back right quick.
What the fuck, dude? Take all the stuff, return it.
That's three or four genres of internet content in one 20-minute video.
That seems illegal, but I bet it
does seem illegal.
It seems illegal,
if
right?
If you could also at the end then have a guy come and bust him for doing that.
Yeah, then you have a fucking full blown, everything.
You got it, dude. You hit everything.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
That is crazy. Like,
diaper
charity.
Lady, I mean,
she was actually 16, you fucking pedo. Just start beating the shit out
nice
of him.
A nice guy, and he's like, hey, do you want some water? You want some water?
Yeah.
Hey, these shoes are kind of tattered. Do you want to go to Target?
Yeah.
And then by the end of the video, she's like a normal human being.
Yeah.
And then you ditch her, and then she devolves back into bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Incredible.
What if she got dick once, and she was like, man, what the?
I gotta get my shit together.
Yeah, she like starts adjusting her body.
You know what, Cheryl? Let's go to cosmetology school.
She just is a cashier. Yeah. Paper or plastic? Like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah.
Got dick.
She's going to be at HEB one day and see her like, no way.
Yeah, oh my God.
Diaper girl?
In the diaper section.
It's actually Kathy now.
Where does she get the diapers?
I think the homeless shelter gives her the diapers.
Yeah, that's right.
Wherever she goes, they got to have the adult diapers at the homeless shelter.
You know what that means? Yeah. Is that there's someone that part of their job is they have to go buy those diapers.
And they have to somebody changes her. Somebody has to change her.
Maybe not. I don't know. Might change herself.
Maybe she might shower and then she puts it on.
It's crazy I'll tell you what, to does, be able to change her own diaper and still continue with that.
Yeah.
Like, but that does mean it could be just a very sad thing where she got raped so bad she can't hold her piss in.
You know, that's not what I was thinking. But yeah. Okay.
It could be sad.
That's crazy.
Well, because, like, that's the only way that, like, her brain is working good enough to be like, I got to put on a diaper every day and change myself.
My brain put it in a box of, like, she's kind of crazy. And you're like, what if she got so hard? That's crazy. Like,
my mind is like, oh, she turned 3 and then she just stayed there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So she couldn't change her own diaper if she's mentally there.
She could just be perma toddler.
Yeah, you know, we should take all the homeless people and just put them in a big playground. That would be cool.
See what they do.
I've said.
Imagine
this.
If a seesaw would fix it.
Yeah. Monkey bars for the lady.
I said this on my podcast multiple times. We just need to fucking build an underground tunnel full of electric bikes and just shove them down there and make them power the city. just
like Futurama.
Yeah, no more rolling blackouts. Just an underling, just underground Austin. All the homeless people live down there.
They are so jacked.
There's kind of some of them are really jacked. I was leaving the gym one day.
I get body envy bad.
I get really mad. I get so mad. So upset. It's because we have access to carbs.
Yeah,
they're like water and protein, and then walking 20,000 steps a day. And
so much vitamin D,
like that. Yeah, and the vitamin D, and
and also like having to probably fight a couple times a week.
Yeah,
your body's like, we got to fuck it.
That's what high intensity interval training.
Yeah.
You know they're doing that a lot, running from police.
I had a lady, I was leaving the gym, and a homeless lady went, man, the homeless motherfuckers look better than y'all. She said that to me, and I wanted to be mad, but I'm like, you're right, though.
You're correct,
I'm literally fat. Like, I'm going to go
shower and microwave some food.
I do feel like a strange feeling when I look at them all jacked on the side of the road and skinny, and you can see all the bones and stuff. And I'm like, oh, we're the same species.
Yeah.
How long would I have to be outside before I look like that?
Yeah.
Hard times make strong men.
Yeah, I don't know.
Good times make Mike Eaton.
It's true. Mike Eaton make hard times.
Yeah, you just keep going. You'll be homeless and then you'll get your dream body.
Yeah.
Just keep doing comedy and we'll end up homeless.
True.
Oh man.
Are you guys at the point where I'm at the point where I'm kind of like snapping at people downtown a little bit. I think when I first moved here, I was nice.
Nice. And now yeah, I'm I got a couple of bucks to spare. Yeah, and now I have no patience. Yeah, I'm gone.
Yeah, I'm starting to snap a little bit.
Charitable Michael's gone.
Yeah, I've actually just started full blown ignoring.
Yeah, that's me too.
I refuse. They will try to get my attention.
It's crazy.
And I used to go, sorry, I don't have anything.
That's what I'm, yeah.
I don't smoke. Like, I would try and be nice. And, like, occasionally when I'm, like, pulling up to a stoplight and I see that I have, like, random cash from something, I'll hand them a couple bucks. I'm not going to use that on anything. I don't pay for anything in my life that costs less than $10. It's just that's how I get change. It just sucks. But I always have to spend $10 if I'm spending money. So, like, I would give them a couple bucks. And now it's like, fuck you. That'll eventually be $10 and I can spend that. I'm not giving you money. I hate you. Mm-hmm. I see you all the time. You're the worst.
There's one lady, though. There's one lady for me that I'll never not. And it's the nice lady that sits at the corner of 7th and Neches, and she presses the stop button for you.
That's aww. Cool.
That lady's nice.
That's
one
cool.
time I worked Vulcan, and they had Rogan
wait,
food.
Cross 7th and Neches.
Wait. You may now cross 7th and Neches.
Yeah.
And then just a dude.
Thanks, lady. Well, we had a Rogan night at Vulcan, and they had a bunch of fucking food, and I had like 3 trays of food, and I was like, all right, at that point, I'm going to fucking, you know. Dude, what do I do? What, you know what I mean? I have all this fucking food. And I gave her a fucking full blown, like, it was like asparagus, baked potato, and then some kind of protein. And then I was like, do you want this pineapple upside down cake too? And she fucking crushed it. And I was like, all right, cool. There we go. But yeah. That was like the only lady. Cause she's not a bitch. She's not crazy. She's just like, I like this. This is my spot. This is where I chill. And I'm like, all right, cool. I don't bother nobody.
Yeah.
That same parking lot. You know that parking lot on 7th, that big one?
Yeah.
I was walking, I parked my car, and then I was walking, and this guy was like, excuse me, sir, excuse me, and I hit him with the, I'm not talking to you.
Yeah.
Dude proceeds to, like, I look over my shoulder, he's shuffling towards me, and he just keeps, and I go, you following me, dude? And then he goes, oh, yeah, you're right, and then fucking stops following me, bro.
It's no
like,
shit.
No, I heard you, buddy. You're not, I'm like, there's nothing.
No, thank you.
Yeah, you homeless motherfuckers need Cash App or something nowadays. Nobody has cash. I don't
have
it.
Yeah. That's it. I've never had any kind. Well, and also, like, I just like $20. You're gonna have a crazy night.
Mm-hmm.
You might die.
One guy got my ass.
Like, $20, you could die, yeah.
Dude. I saw there was one weekend not that long ago in Austin where there were like 85 fentanyl overdoses, and there were like 9 deaths. And there ended up being a bunch of arrests, but like 90% of the fentanyl stuff was in crack, which is crazy. Yeah. They're putting fentanyl in crack. Like, that is just malicious. Like,
and then the cops put that drug up
with that. No one is going to buy crack and saying, I want this to be a speedball, you know?
Yeah.
And that's, so they're killing homeless people with fent for sure.
And that sucks for like the normal guy who just does crack, you know?
He
has Tesla solar panels on his roof, and he just wants to kick up his feet sometimes and fucking, you know, roast the rock or two. Whatever. He pays his property taxes. Go for it, brother. It's America.
Yeah, dude, smoke some crack.
Yeah. The fuck? What's the worst thing that could happen? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you get addicted to crack.
Oh my God.
I understand how people get addicted to it because it is fun, but it's like, it's not that good.
Well, it's funny though, because if you snort cocaine, it's like a businessman.
Yeah.
Like if you snort cocaine on
Wolf
a boat,
Wall Street.
Yeah. But the second you smoke it, you're like a fucking
fiend.
Psycho. Yeah.
Which is, it doesn't make sense to me, I guess, but I don't know.
Yeah. I like that old drug commercial where it's a guy in a suit, a Wall Street guy in a suit. And he's like, I want to get a good job so I can make some more money and then I'll buy more coke.
Yes.
I got to keep my job so I can make more money so I can buy coke. And he's just walking in a circle saying that over and over again. And I'm like, yo, that's crazy. That's crazy to be a rich business guy and be like, yo, where's the bag at?
An interview with a real guy like that.
The what?
This is a real like businessman. Just like that's a real interview. And they're like, so what are you going to do after you like after this interview is done? What are you going to do?
Yeah,
and he's like, I got about $800 in my pocket and I'm going to go buy crack. Yeah. It's like a normal looking guy.
It's whatever. It's like everybody goes and buys an eighth after work.
Casual crack use is hilarious.
Yeah, I think it's super funny that it's not like this. it doesn't have to be this ugly thing.
It's mostly on the weekends,
thing.
Really. Yeah. I'm not, a, I can't do, I mean,
you ever,
not,
you ever go to,
on a Tuesday? What am I, crazy?
Yeah. What am I, homeless?
But Saturday, you know?
Yeah.
It's for the boys. Crack one open,
it's
have
a school
some crack.
Night. I'm not doing crack on a school night.
You can't do crack on a school night.
You know, I probably wouldn't do, I would actually probably just do it Friday night because Sunday's church.
Right. You know,
I'm not going to do it Saturday night and then be all cracked out for the Lord.
Yeah. Whoa. Do you think, have you guys ever been on, like, you go on Reddit, you go like r/crack.
r/meth.
Dude, r/meth, r/. Have you ever done that?
No,
dude,
I didn't even know that existed.
It's crazy. It's like
r/meth is unbelievable.
If you can, Justin, if you can pull any of those up.
I was on
genuine users that like are proud about it, which is so rare because you don't ever encounter people that do stigmatic drugs like that that are like proud about it. You just don't meet people that are like, I fucking love doing meth all the time. And so they found a place to anonymously post and then ask like meth tips. They're like, hey guys, what's the best way to jack off when you've smoked a teen or a meth?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like,
oh, what happened to r/crack?
Where's the crack?
Oh, r/crack smokers.
Wait, r/crack smokers.
To the right.
Yeah, dude, under
they made a new one. They're like,
proceed with caution. Yes.
Yeah, we will, buddy.
r/crack. Oh, it's Tyrone Biggum says the picture. Roll call. Ring a ding ding.
Just got
Let's
the longest
go.
Bell ringer I've ever had. Click that, please. View that photo.
Not
it's gonna
safe
be
for
like
work
a,
content.
A finger in an ass.
Oh,
this is a story. Man, I think I just. Oh, thank you.
There we go.
Man, I just think I figured out how to take the next hits after you melt the rock into the chore with your first hit. I put the light close to the end of the stem, but lower, not in front, and not touching the stem at all at any time during the hit. I barely pulled, slower and softer than I ever have. I mean, barely pulling while slowly spinning the stem. Man, that shit hit the back of my throat like a first-round uppercut from Mike Tyson. I'm typing this with a bell ringer that lasted through a whole song, Rolling Stones, She's So Cold, and is continuing through a second. I hit the tunnel while I was holding in the smoke, and the stones were right there with me. Holy shit. Okay, it faded midway through.
Yeah, he
dot, dot, dot. Is there more? Click the T.
He definitely wrote that after he smoked.
Please click it.
Like the level of detail.
6 likes. 7 comments.
Yeah, who knew? I want to see it so bad.
Who knew crack?
Just stop. Will you click the comments? I want to see if he continued in the comments.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's incredible that this guy went, smoked a bunch of crack, and was like, oh my God, Reddit, I'm doing crack right now. And I found the best way to do crack.
Take a hit of nitrous after the exhale and a couple of quick breaths. These guys are fucking savages.
Yeah, they're crazy, huh?
Holy shit. Fuck all that breathing.
I bet the quick breaths through the nitrous. Super cheap, too. The creep chargers dispenser is only like $35-$45, and the chargers are like $28 for 50.
Can I read the next one?
Yeah.
Fuck all that breathing techniques. How you hold the flame, type of screens, what song you listen to. Get a fucking blowjob with that ringer.
No
is the best.
Hey, click on that guy's profile. Let's see what else he's into. Let's see what else Ev knows into.
Yeah.
It's just all crack. It's all crack.
Crackheads Anonymous.
Crack poems.
Thailand.
Our Thailand. Thailand.
Online gambling. If you want a casino, go away.
r/quickcrack. There we go.
Today's
he's doing something.
He went back and was still giving crack advice while he's trying to quit crack.
Oh, 9 days ago.
r/heat oh, pumps. r/dude.
Crack smokers rules.
r/crack smokers.
Wait, let's read this one. I am the sanest and closest to normal crack smoker you will ever meet. But that's before. I've got 30 days now. Does that make me more sane and normal? Nope. All my fucked behaviors I had while smoking are still there. I'm still lazy, still moody, still selfish, but that's okay. I'm just not using. I don't know how on earth. I got sad. I'm sorry for reading that.
That's gonna be funny. It is funny. What are you talking about? Right.
It's still funny.
Just a dude smoking crack. He's like, quitting's hard. Yeah. No shit, man.
You know, this
fucking retard.
This feels like I'm playing Fallout and I found the computer of a crack smoker and we're just reading his lore.
Yeah.
We're just reading his lore.
This is like, you ever go into a computer, like a computer cafe in GTA?
Yeah,
and it's just all fake. Like,
yeah, this is it. This is what it feels like.
Yeah, it's
this
crazy.
Is, there's no way. Like, this is a real human being out there.
Yeah,
I really
this guy
so,
is
yeah.
the living embodiment of. Hey, let me hold $20 to tomorrow, and then I'm gonna hop on Reddit right quick.
Fuck all that crack advice. You should just get your dick sucked.
Yeah,
that's crazy that he can smoke crack and then be like, "Yeah, I should get some head."
Yeah,
like, bro's winning.
Bro, super lame.
I understand why you're sad you quit.
Yeah. I drank a smoothie and went to the gym, and then I went home alone.
this guy's getting his smoking crack
and getting bell ringer blowjobs.
Dude, bell ringer is really funny.
That's funny. That's the first time
I've ever heard this is on r/crack.
Dude, the internet's the best place.
Yeah, rules. I end up spending too much time on it. I think
that's what is so addicting about Reddit for me is that it reminds me of when the internet used to have places on it.
Yeah.
Like you would just go to Newgrounds. You would go to Addicting Games. Mm-hmm. You would go to Miniclip. You would go to fucking...
iFunny. You guys remember iFunny? Yeah.
Like Reddit is like the... Reddit is like the internet Dave Chappelle show sketch where like it's a mall.
And yeah.
You literally, they got something for everybody. I was on Reddit today, r/Raven cosplay from Teen Titans. And it's just a bunch of hot chicks dressed as Raven from Teen Titans with their tits out.
This is the best thing that's ever been made.
I bet that goes unreal, dude.
It does.
That's crazy.
No. It's just Raven cosplay.
Don't type this in. We can't all be boners.
I can't just be bricked up with the boys.
No.
Derail the
It's just
not going to do it.
Don't click the not safe for work one for sure.
Yeah, it's just chicks like that. It's just goth chicks.
Boy, howdy.
I was watching
Boy, howdy.
That's pretty cool. I like that. I was on edibles.
Is that a King of the Hill reference?
Boy, howdy. No, I just.
No, there's a fuck. There's
no,
a
no, Boy Howdy thing. Is from Toy Story, the dog.
Boy Howdy.
There's a scene where the Asian neighbor. The Asian neighbor has sex with his wife, and he's like, well, boy, howdy. Like that.
It's just a bunch of e girls. It's just e girls. I was jorking it to e girls.
Yeah, no, I was jorking it to e-girls. Don't look sad about it. It's fine.
Sorry,
everybody
guys.
Jorks.
R/quit jerking off to e-girls.
r/nofap. r/nofap, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, jorking it's gay, dude.
Nah, I know.
Incorrect. Jorking it rules.
I don't know. I don't like jorking it. I mean, yeah, you like jorking it, but, you know.
I haven't jorked in a while because I've had the sad, but.
Yeah,
too sad to jork.
Yeah,
dude, jorking it while sad is pretty bad.
It feels gross. Like you, even if you have a boner and you're like you have, get a natural boner from just thoughts or memories or something, and then you're like, I could use this, and then you start and you're like, look at me, look at this gross pink fuck body and this stupid wiener. Why am I squeezing it?
Yep, your body is gross.
Look at this dumb hand and my ugly tattoos.
Yeah, you got a gross
body.
Oh,
no. this is what I'm doing with my limited time left on this earth.
Yeah.
Is I'm just sad.
I think jerking off is gay because I'll look down and look at my dick and be like, look at that fucking dick.
I think that's just you.
Yeah, it's so
that's
gay, right? You guys do that too, right? You just marvel at your own cock. Yeah, it's so gay, dude.
Well, it's super gay, the part when you have your hips over your head.
Yeah.
And then Darian Irwin catches you doing this because you live with him. You're jerking off on his couch in his living room.
So funny.
And his retarded cat is just like,
I can't do anything sexual in front of my dog or you know, like
wrong.
Back when I was single and a girl would have a pet or something and she's like, oh no, that's fine. I'm like, nah, get that fucking thing out.
Yeah,
of
yeah.
Here.
What's with girls in that? They'll fuck with dogs in the room. Cat in the room, dog.
I think
whatever.
That they want to feel safe. If this turns bad, I want the dog to join in and tear him up.
If this guy can't keep a boner, my dog will finish me up. Yeah. That's a white woman thing. White women love to bang dogs.
Yo,
so
r/sex with dogs.
r/ I fucked my dog.
I don't
want
to see that. I don't
know. Yeah, please don't pull that up. I don't want that.
r/ white women only fuck dogs.
I don't know, dude. Sometimes you can...
Well, it's because other cultures don't like their pets as much.
Mm, but yeah, white women.
They're like,
do love
they're
their
like,
dogs.
We leave him outside. We don't really feed him much. He comes inside sometimes. But white people are like, he's part of the family.
Yeah,
and they fuck their family.
So he's like my stepbrother.
Talking to an Asian guy, like my dog eats me. Actually, crazy.
In Soviet Russia.
Yeah.
In Beijing, China.
Dog eats you.
Dog eats you. So crazy.
Yakov Smirnoff, but an Asian version is so funny.
Yeah.
In communist China, Chank does nothing. Nothing happened there.
Nothing happened. Redacted.
Yeah. Well, so the reason that I was so stoked to have both of you on is this roast battle last Friday went down in the books as just one of the best. The first three battles were good, but then Nick versus Billy Swift was... Well, you just butt fucked the boy.
There's a photo of your in real time reaction of that happening. Yeah. And you just look in the background and it's Mike and he's like,
dude, he had like, did you see the thing I posted you? Yeah. Yeah, it was like the 1,000-yard stare. Yeah, was super
stop,
funny.
You're killing him.
And then, and like me and Mike.
Someone throw in the towel.
Dude, me and Mike are in the pocket, like, how the fuck are we gonna follow this? Dude, yeah. This is so
and
good.
Like, and it's so funny too, because Billy's a great battler. Yeah. Like, yeah. I've never seen him do anything but awesome.
And it was justice.
And in fact, his first battle here, I think it might have been against Katie Felton, but he absolutely bodied her. So he'd been on that side of it.
Yeah.
And I know before the battle,
Sammy Blumenthal too. You know,
yeah, and that might have been who it was.
He bodied a chick the way you bodied him.
So that's it's very
like justice.
Yeah, it's very funny.
I remember I was at the Sam Blumenthal one. I remember that one.
That was pretty brutal.
Yeah.
So what do you do to prepare for roasts?
I don't know.
Sick. All right, great. Yeah,
we do Banana Phone here at the Creek in the Cave.
Yeah, really Banana Phone. Really
every
banana
Sunday phone. At 10 p.m. It's a free show. And
dude, it's fucking nuts.
I had
I used to come all the time, but every Sunday drinking that much became a chore because it's so much more fun if you're drunk.
And shout out to Candace Medina for being an absolute just being the umpire and being the host of Banana Phone is one of the hardest jobs. It's you got to manage time. You got to keep everyone from talking over each other. And it's like, I'm supposed to be having fun. Yeah. This feels like I'm babysitting a bunch of savages because it is. You're like, I got to fucking be the fucking. Yeah. All right, guys, I got to end the fun now. Sorry, we're on 12 minutes on this guy. And he's just standing there like a guy just standing there just getting.
There
fucking
are some times that I've watched someone get off stage where they didn't take it with the right spirit. It's like, oh, they're gonna beat someone up leaving here. They're like one of the homeless or their significant other is about to get Shrek'd later.
I get worried like one day I'm gonna be up there doing Banana Phone and I'm just gonna feel the cold steel of somebody's backs are turned to the audience.
Oh, you shouldn't have said that, dude. No, what the fuck?
Yeah,
dude.
That's why you gotta sit on the corner so you can see him coming.
We gotta be in like a fucking hockey penalty box from now on. You're safe, dude. Yeah.
Well, the panel has grown so much. Yeah, it takes up the whole half of the stage.
Yeah,
it starts in the middle and goes all the way to the right.
I think we have a core group of like the foundational ones. But there's like what do you think like 8 people now?
Sometimes it can be up to 8 people, but the core group it can work as little as 4 to 8 people, and I think 4 to 6 are like that's the sweet spot. Anything
it gets tough with 8, especially when it's 8 good people, because then anybody in the back even gets to participate. There's just been so many incredible ones. And then the people in the back start to get upset and start to, you know, dwindle out. But when you have like 6 up there and they're letting people take turns.
Yeah.
The people in the back start getting involved and it gets rowdy back there. And someone from the back throws a zinger and you're like, oh, shit.
Fucking missile from the back of the room. And it's so much fun. Falls apart.
So good.
I love when Ryer shows up.
Oh, yeah.
And throws in some incredible, unbelievable.
Has anyone seen my human pocket pussy?
Yeah.
Or something like that. Or.
Yeah, 10 out of 10. Yeah. So much fun. Yeah.
She'll do. Has anyone seen my? Yeah, that's such a good format.
Yeah.
So you butt fucked Billy, and then we had to go up and follow.
Michael, I just want to shake your hand on camera,
brother. That was crazy.
That roast battle the roast battle we had helped me get out of a place that I was with it, where it felt like for me for a long, I'm 1-8. So a long time, it just kind of felt like a fucking full, like, oh yeah, this is the part of the roast battle where we just have an Asian guy go up and lose to slurs. I'll write and my jokes are getting punches. And then the next guy would be like, well, this motherfucker's Chinese. Boom! A fucking horse runs through the showroom. Somebody's shooting pistols into the ceiling. I'm like, oh, yeah, all right. Fucking.
Yeah. And, we were both just.
Dude, just.
Sweet. So one of the.
They let you guys go for a fucking minute, too.
Yeah.
We didn't want it to end. Yeah. We were both like, no.
I was in the green room, and at one point, I'm like, this has been. It, like, hit me how long you guys have been on stage. Fuck. And it was still just like. I heard you say something and it got claps.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
6 jokes. We went to one more joke and then we did 5 more riff battle. It was a riff battle after a certain point. We were just riffing up there. Yeah. And I was like,
no. It felt like one of the good ones at Banana Phone where you get into it and then you're just hitting back. But it was just me and you hitting back and forth. It's when I look at a lot of roast battles, like one of the things that makes people that do exceptionally well in it is that they have very good defense. in that there's only a few things about them that people generally roast, and they have good rebuttals to that, or they're just, there's not a lot about them to roast specifically. Yeah. And then there's the people that have the good offense that write really great jokes and stuff. And like, to do exceptionally well in this, you have to have kind of a mix of both. But I think you and I both kind of get into this place where, because we have pretty poor defense, there's a lot to make fun of about us that people will, you know, what drives me crazy is when someone just the very basic fat joke about me and it crushes. And it's just like, dog.
And then the inverse.
You have to understand how big of a fucking loser I am. Like, I did vape competitions. Mm-hmm. I was I'm such a fucking dork, nerd, fat loser. And you just picked fat? There's like, do better, you know?
Yeah. And mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, if you're going to do a racist joke or something, or if you're going to do a fat guy joke, try to make it creative.
Yeah.
And that's what I learned with Banana Phone is like, yeah, we all know, but like, let's find the creative way to say it. And that Banana Phone panel pushed me to become a better roast writer.
Yeah.
I tell people to go to Banana because they're like, oh, I'm not good at yelling. I'm like, well, just keep trying.
Yeah. Because you and me, the funny thing about me and Nick V is we were at the back wall, and then every week we just got a little closer because we were getting better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because in the back wall, you kind of can bomb and then go away.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
as we go closer and get closer and get closer, we eventually just ended up like they were down people, and then we became permanent facets of the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
we added a value to it. And then, you know, and then that was kind of like 60 people in here. That Banana Phone will have 120 people in here.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
crazy.
Dude, banana,
on a Sunday night at 10 p.m.
When I first came here, Banana Phone was like, every once in a while there'd be a crowd, mm-hmm. but usually it was like, I mean, you'd have a few tables or whatever, but it was like a comic hang for a big portion of the time I was here.
Forever, it was like, this is, you'd just go and hang out and there would be 50 open micers you'd never seen before that were trying to sign up and didn't really understand what kind of open mic this was.
Dude,
and then they would sign up and they'd be like, oh, fuck. And half of them would disappear.
The first Banana Phone I signed up for, I'd just gotten into town. And I just stopped smoking weed and I was like, I have to start doing stand up. I have to not be a piece of shit. And I did San Jack, which sucks. Mm-hmm. I've never done San Jack, but I signed up for Banana Phone. I got put in round two. And during round one, I saw what it was.
You were like, fuck.
I left. I left. I was like, I can't do this. The first one I saw, I left because I would have stayed if my name wasn't in the bucket. But I was like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare.
I've never signed up for it.
I've bombed.
I've gone up there, I think once or twice when Candace has been like, hey, do you want to go up and start it or something like that?
Okay.
And I think I went up once when I hosted it.
Yeah.
But I never have signed up or put my name in the bucket because it's so much more fun from the crowd.
It is so fun from the crowd. People used to, before I was on the panel, people would get really mad because I would sit there and I would come every week and just yell.
Yeah.
And drink and yell and leave.
Yeah.
And then they go, when are you going to sign up? You can't just make fun of me and not sign up. Yes, I can.
It's kind of part of it.
And I did it for a year straight. I'm like, make me sign up, dude. Yeah. I don't need to do anything.
Welcome to Banana Phone, bitch.
Yeah. So fun. I want to do a Banana Phone showcase eventually where it's like all the panel members do a...
Right. I think that would be a good mix up. Yeah, that's something we could talk to her about. We can figure it out. I'm ready to take the show to the next level.
It's such a crazy good show. And it really brings out such a fun element because there are occasionally people from the real world that, you know, work somewhere where they're allowed to talk like that or like are around friends where they talk like that and are from like a roasting kind of community or lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And they'll come in and they'll just devastate.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh shit.
From a stranger.
That's
like,
so cool.
Yeah.
Just a pedestrian came in here and was like, what the fuck is this? Oh, I got some shit to say. And then you see people get into it with them. They're like, oh, you're losing. Mm-hmm. You're losing to a person. Like, yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah.
We had a black couple sit at the end of the table and I was like, just seeing them laugh at everything and just be like, this is fucking crazy. I love this. You could see them you remember them? I shined the light on them. I was like, dude, I'm just
so
here for these people right here.
Yeah.
It's like,
dude, I love seeing people where, because I'm sure there's a lot of people where they're not, they work like the desk jobs or whatever the fuck, they can't have fun like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you see some people, I remember I said something about, I like made a fucking cripple joke at Boone Blocker.
Yeah.
and I broke a dude. And he was in a dress shirt. I don't know where he worked or whatever, but he looked at me and he was like, no fucking way. You just said that.
Dude, that's the best part is people like Boone are there and Boone fucking rules. Boone's such a good sport Boone about everything. You'd be like, fucking stand up, bitch. You stand up, you fat fuck. It's like, let's go.
We had the quintessential pieces this last Sunday too. We had an Asian guy and we made him break dance.
Oh, dude, and he was so good.
The funny thing is you go, someone as a joke goes, can you break dance? And that got a laugh. And then he goes, I think it was you.
I asked, could you break dance?
And then he goes, yeah.
And then Jack Timmons goes, he's wearing joggers. Of course he can break dance. And then I go, well, break dance for us. And then the kid windmills on the Creek in the Cave stage. We have pictures of it.
That was fucking unbelievable.
We had an Indian incredible guy with an Indian accent go up and absolutely destroy. And we couldn't like be shitty to him.
I think
I shined a red laser pointer on his forehead. Incredible. That was crazy.
You did do that.
Because you put the red dot on his head and then everyone was like, no way. The whole room was like, no fucking way. And then Nat Rogachevsky goes, he looks at the guy and he goes, I bet that felt good though.
And the guy was like, yeah, it did.
Yeah, dude.
Fucking, we had a Filipino guy go up and that was crazy. And African guy besides Muhammad Yuval.
Another one.
Yeah, we had two African guys.
And with just so many different ugly people.
Oh, yeah, we had a lot of uggos.
That's so cool.
I love it when an uggo goes up.
I love it when it's a confident uggo.
Yeah.
Too, and they get up there and they're like, you're not going to be able to roast this.
I love that.
And then they just get leveled. They're like, fuck, that's true.
Overconfidence is one of the best things you can sprinkle into a banana phone.
We had some like fat liberal chick from Seattle with the purple hair and a bunch of shitty tattoos, and she had her legs out, and she signed up for a banana phone, and she had a 49ers tattoo, and I was like, how much money does the NFL pay you for ad space?
Crazy.
Dude, it was crazy, dude. It was just fucking going in on this lady.
The week that the Indian girl came with her family with the laptop and the guitar.
Yes.
What?
Yeah, you were here for that?
Oh, I wasn't
there. Dude, this chick, she's in Austin, and she's like, she's a musician, and she's like, dude, she's a musician. She's like, I just need to do an open mic before I go. I promise myself I'll get stage time before I go. Something.
She was flying back to London.
Her family was there. Her friends were there.
A guy that we couldn't tell if it was her boyfriend or brother was there.
Okay, so we haven't prefaced or told the listeners. Banana Phone, you go up, you do a minute of comedy, and then we roast you for 5 to 7 after that.
Yeah. And this, it's like, this no girl's holds signing barred, up
to, yeah,
complete devastation. So she gets there, signs up for this, and then witnesses Banana Phone happening. She's sitting over on the side stage over there, where in front of the sound booth, with her whole family, her whole gaggle of them. There's 6 or 7 of them. And she's like kind of nervously over there and then watching people just get destroyed. And then eventually it's her turn to sign up. And she goes up there and her boyfriend slash brother, whatever he was setting up a laptop for her so she could get out her guitar and like, dude, get ready. And she used her minute to start playing a Taylor Swift cover.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just everybody is just like waiting for the minute, like,
dude, it was crazy. Dude, you could like hear a pin drop
because we wanted to go in on her.
Someone, I don't know if it was Candace or someone,
Chris
at the
Reese
front,
said something in like 30 seconds in, and we were all just like,
dude, because someone, I think it was because Candace, this is why Candace is good to have, because she does balance. When it's 10 boys, it gets crazy.
It does.
So she keeps it reeled in, but she, for whatever reason, that time felt the need to be like, hey, be fucking nice. Mm-hmm. So the whole room, like you could hear a pin drop.
Yeah.
And then the mic like wasn't working good because it's not set up for music. You couldn't hear the guitar. And
she's
then we just obliterated.
She was real, real bad.
Yeah, it was real bad.
What did you guys say? Do you remember anything?
No, but it was like,
all right,
just like the bell rings and some dude, her whole family's there and some dude's like, fuck, boo! Yeah. Like,
you fucking suck!
Yeah.
They play Wonderwall.
I mean, it was... Are you supposed to play dang da da dang da dang dang? Right? This is not snake charming music.
Yeah. But that's what you get. Like the thing of to go to a roast mic. I see this happen all like not every week it happens, but you get the people they go up and they get mad and I'm like, you were here the whole time.
Yeah, you knew.
You knew what this was.
But I love that she stuck around and did it and then everyone was like, you're still getting roasted. Like we're still gonna be very mean.
We had a guy go up last Sunday and he hey, all right, go on stage. And I said his name wrong. And then he corrected my name, and it took him 30 seconds to get on stage. And then he gets on stage, and I go, all right, guys, give it up for the wrong name again.
Awesome. Yeah.
Fucking dude, just go. What awesome. Are you doing? Come yeah. on, bro.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter at all.
Dude, I love, I did this one time, and then Darian, it's so funny to do, is if someone's in the middle of their minute, and you can tell they're trying really hard,
mm-hmm.
and the crowd's quiet, mm-hmm. and they're like really trying to do the minute,
mm-hmm.
just stand up and do this. Because they'll be in the middle of a story, and they look over, they see, standing up, jerking off. I saw a dude in the middle of a story, looked you know, like that. It's so funny.
That rules.
Candace gets mad every time I do it.
Yeah, no kidding.
But I do it once, because it's like I'm not really interrupting, but like
very much so. Yeah. Yeah. It's the loudest nonverbal thing you can do.
Yeah, yeah. I think Chad O one time, like he like in the middle of his shit, he goes, "Come on, man." He did.
A comic just calls you out.
Like, dude.
Dude, what? You fucking jerk.
just jorking it mid-minute.
It's the only time you'll be able to do that to a comedian ever. That's
for
right.
For sure.
It's so funny.
It does. I do sometimes get like a banana phone hangover where I'll be at like one of the mics here on like a Monday or Tuesday or late night show, and someone will be doing something and it's just like, no.
Oh, yeah, no. I have a hard time. If my friend's on stage in an open mic, it's basically rap. Like it's basically a rap. Yeah. I can't not yell. I was like, fucking Xavier was on stage the other day, and I pulled up a picture of the falafel from Sausage Party.
Yes.
And I was just showing it to people.
Yeah, it's incredible.
In the crowd, he's like, what are you doing? I'm like,
I did that to Remy Swice, and I said, you look like the falafel from fucking,
Sausage Party.
Yeah. Sausage and the party. Whole room exploded, and then it kept going, and I just pulled it up on my phone and started like, showing the crowd behind me, and I could hear the laughs as I turned it.
One of the funniest ones ever, Hooch was on stage, and someone pulled up the MMA dummy, the one with no arms. And the whole room was like, no way.
All right. So a bit that we do is like, we'll do this, like I'm taking a picture of you.
Oh,
I'll turn the
flashlight,
I'm taking a picture of you, and then I turn the phone over, and Captain Wright sent me a picture of just this jacked midget with a 9-inch cock, and I've been fucking taking pictures of... fake taking a picture of somebody, and then I turn the phone around, it's just a midget with a selfie.
I love
and it's
doing
fucking
that.
Hog of a penis.
That's
rules.
That's awesome.
It's the funniest bit.
Getting somebody with the fucking midget dick pic
that's
is
so
funny.
It
dude.
Works with any picture too.
Yeah, any
I
picture.
I have a picture
really.
Of just a monkey in my phone, and I'll fucking do it to people.
That rules.
Ray Genevieve is somebody who Ray Genevieve will sign up for Banana Phone, and
he
we do
rules.
Like this common joke where he is a vampire.
Yes.
And we did the picture bit one time, but we took a picture of the stage a little bit to the right of him and was like, yo, somebody took a picture, and there was nobody in the picture. So when a vampire looks in the mirror, there's no reflection.
Yeah,
it was that.
So funny.
It was so fucking funny, dude.
Well, I was saying, dude, we should I don't know if every time, but at least one time we should have like a projector.
Yes.
God, a projector
1,000%.
Would help.
A little projector or just to, like once every few.
Yeah, the laptop so I can hit you with the visual.
That 100% would have to be only Candace controlled.
Yeah.
You could not let that into the hands of the boys.
Right.
Yeah. There would be hardcore gay porn. Every other person.
Every person would be a dick in an ass.
It would just be spread buttholes just every fucking time.
Yeah.
Hey man, do you recognize
like
this guy?
Yeah,
I think a television to the side with Google Play or Apple screen mirror. That way you can do that.
That would be cool.
And then another thing is like if we eventually live stream the show, then we can read the group chat. If you're too scared or if you can't yell it out, you can type in on the live stream chat roast from the crowd and then hit enter, and then we can periodically check the chat if there's a lull and be like,
dude, that would be
roast from the crowd, this guy looks like he sucks dick with his asshole or something like that, you know what I mean?
I think that would be good too.
There's so much potential with the show, and part of me wants it to stay the way it is
because
it's perfect.
It's
beautiful and wonderful, and
we could like play around with these things at a permanent edition of the show. I'm with you. I think the way it is like great. We just need to like capture it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And because I want to show people. That's the thing.
I want to show people that shit too.
It's absolutely bonkers how many unbelievable moments have happened here.
And it's just not even recorded.
Dude,
there's
when Aries Spears showed up in the middle of the allegations, he walks up And he walks over to the table to sign up and is like, hey, let me go up. And Candace goes, oh, it's full. And I'm like, no, that's Ari Spears. And so she's like, all right.
Ari Spears tried to sign up for Banana Phone?
Bro, he did.
He went up.
So then he goes up.
I wasn't there for that. Ari Spears went up.
That's like the equivalent of like staying home from school and being like, oh, it was field day. We all got snow cones.
So Candace brings him on stage as Ari Spears, which fucking rips. And then he gets up there and he's like, all right, fuck it. You know, y'all just go ahead. And I said, why do you hate Lizzo so much when you look like she transitioned? And he go, you look like your face got stung by 1,000 bees. And we all started laughing. And then Matt Boyd goes, if you're here, I guess that means Tiffany has the kids.
Dude.
Every single person in the room, including Ari Spears, reacted like a black guy to magic. Everyone just started relocating. Shuffle. Haddish.
Tiffany Haddish.
There was allegations about the two of them using kids in sketches in a sexual way.
And it just popped
and he was just getting canceled. Then he shows up for the heckle mic and Matt Boyd hits him with that and the room went wild.
It was
one of the coolest moments I've ever been.
And that could have been online.
Yeah.
That could have been on a reel, and then that could have been, oh, damn, dude, it's $10 to get in Banana Phone now.
Yeah.
And they leave, though. They get tired. But I have a thing. I have a thing here. Since they started paying us, because, like, Rebecca's like, holy fuck, you guys are getting 120 people in here and the deadest, like, possible spot of the week.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, if we charge.
There's returning people.
If you
people
pay,
would stay.
If you if they pay, they'll stay. That's how you keep that.
I think what you do is you pay if you're not a comic.
Yes. Comics get in free.
Not a comic. Absolutely. You just pay $5 even.
$5.
But just $5 to get in and just get your head in the door. Because there is something that happens with free shows everywhere. Is it because you have no skin in the game? You don't care about leaving.
Right.
There's no, you haven't invested anything.
There may be
sunk cost fallacy with time or money you've spent at the bar, difficulty of closing a tab, but those are all very fickle. But the idea of why I spent money on this ticket, I have a ticket, even just having a reserve ticket makes a huge difference in attendance and people staying. So like charge them a few bucks, you know, if they're fucking people that are regulars, you know, wink, wink, let them in, you know, cause they're gonna buy drinks and shit. But just, you know, like people that want to come and check it out.
I have people who come and visit Austin. I go, you got to see this.
Yeah.
You got to
see it. It's the only show I push. Really.
I go, you got to come see this. There's nothing like it.
What if they pay whatever they want and then y'all get paid out somehow?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, that would be.
Everything goes to y'all.
Just a donation.
Dude, if everything, you guys split it. If they did just pay what you want and then everything went into just straight up production of it being a good show and having just fucking clips
and
made of it.
It doesn't take much either. Because we have a crowd mic here now.
Yeah.
Which is huge.
The crowd mic?
We have a
audience.
Mic, yeah.
Audience, yeah. So we can figure out a way. Because we got Jack Timmons, and they have Good Evening News, which they're recording right now. So we can, you know, it's a collaborative effort of that.
Oh, that is right now.
He knows how to do that, yeah.
That's such a good show, too.
Yeah, Good Evening News.
That's one of those ones that, like, it blows my mind that more people don't go there all the time.
Right.
Because it's just like if Saturday Night Live was written by people that can't get canceled.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's just all the funniest bits and sketches and weekend updates if you weren't worried about saying it. You know?
One of my favorite ones is one Nick did, and he was like old cars versus new cars.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes a video. He shows a picture of the new Bronco, and he's like, "See, yeah, this is all right." And it's a white Bronco. And then he goes to the next one. This one's better, and it's OJ getting chased by the cops. And he's like, yeah, "It's such a way better car."
I did a whole thing on the five best places to eat in Austin, and all five of them were just gas stations. It was just which Quick Trip I liked better, with 7-Eleven, not fresh
taquitos. This is the good Quick Trip. Don't go to the other Quick Trip.
That's funny.
Yeah, just shit like that. Me and Adam Lucky did a segment called Cinephilia, where we did movie reviews as pedophiles. And we're like,
I remember that.
And we're like, Armageddon's the perfect movie because they didn't distract us by casting any hot people. They just put all these ugly fucking adults in it so you can really focus on the plot of the movie. And then it's also, you get to have this thought experiment of like, what if the asteroid hit and it killed all the adults? And then like, we have to go back and we have to repopulate the earth. And it's like,
oh my God.
Now we're the heroes. And it's like, the asteroid's cool. Best movie ever, 10 out of 10.
Oh, yeah.
You and Adam Lucky are the perfect two people to do that.
Yeah, just absolute insane sentences, saying the worst possible things.
Love Good Evening.
Ryer had me go up. Me and Nick did this one together.
Oh, dude.
We were like, it was the first, it was a reenactment. It was like a school play of the Indians meeting the pilgrims.
Yeah.
And I was the chief.
Yeah. Incredible.
And I go up as, hello, I'm Chief Little Eyes. and then Nick's one of the pilgrims. What was your name?
It was Colin Nizer.
Colin
Nizer. I was Colin Nizer, and David Jolly was the other pilgrim.
This is David Jolly.
And he just goes, what's up, Indians? And his name was John Hennessy, and he had a bottle of Hennessy. And they like traded Hennessy for gifts and shit. I gave you guys a blanket, and I was like, smell it, get in there.
Yeah. Like, get way in Tanner there, Amiglio and Ryer as my
little
underling.
Butt. What'd you call him?
Yeah, I called Tanner Amiglio Little Butt. And awesome. Ryer cameraman was boy girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was Chief Little Eyes.
That's so funny.
Gave us all an Indian name.
Dude, it's like, it feels like you're watching sketches from like In Living Color.
Yeah.
Back when people went, you got David Wayans like, being retard man or whatever.
Yeah. It's like, Mad this TV. Is so cool. Mad TV-esque.
Yeah.
It's crazy how much Austin's comedy scene is like in the ether of like being online. Mm-hmm. I saw a whole fucking thing dedicated to a local open micer, a meme page. You sent me a reel from a meme page, and they're like, every time this open micer from Austin did a joke, they would put up a meme like, all right, bro, time to consider a different career. Like, it was, dude, it was brutal.
It's a boy. It's a boy, Bill, dude. He fucking, oh my God.
Bill and his clips on Instagram. Bill Carroll, he's like a hardworking, like, open mic guy. I see him everywhere. Just, and he's always got a fucking notebook.
Justin, I'm going to send you the meme right now. Actually.
Please do. That's so fun.
I want to show you guys this. Because you're just scrolling. I was just scrolling through reels, which I shouldn't have been. But, like, I'm like, that's sunset, first of all.
Yeah.
On my reel page.
Yeah, sunset. And
I got so jealous you guys had your phones out. I was like, I want to look at my phone.
Yeah.
I want to do it. Phones are
fun. It happened to me too. Captain Wright sent me a meme from one of his favorite meme pages, and I'm in the compilation. Like, one of my reels.
Wait, really?
Yeah, one of my reels is in the compilation.
I didn't know, dude. That's crazy.
So funny, dude. I was like, what the fuck?
That's sick.
I'm going to send it to Justin. Justin, what's your IG?
JJ Bootleg.
Oh, yeah, there it is. At JJ Bootleg on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out Justin. He the best.
Where is it? There it is. There it is.
Yeah. Here's that last one that he just posted is where you can see my 1,000-yard stare.
Oh, yeah. Go back to Nick's main page, though, real quick. And then, go to that last post he posted. Not that one. The first. Yeah. Top left.
I posted this before I came.
Yeah. This is Nick. This is Mike prior to the roast battle.
Turn the volume up.
There's Mike in the
Hello,
cubby.
Darkness, my old friend.
No, I put like spooky like. Wait, listen.
It's such a tough roast battle to follow. We were back there stressed.
It's just like fuck. Because both of us are definitely like, just don't be the Billy.
Don't be the Billy Swift.
Because, dude, what was so interesting about that is that Billy's jokes were still good after he was getting bodied.
Well,
at one point when you mentioned that he didn't have a car. Everything he said after that, he just kept going, you write that joke on the bus? It's like, God damn.
I got a 95 Firebird, pussy. Like, bragging about his shitty-ass car.
About a 30-year-old car.
That's funny.
Yeah, dude, that was unreal.
It was so fun. That was, like, one of the most fun... That was one of the most fun roast battles I've ever done in my life.
Yeah.
It was
so
fun, dude.
This meme compilation is so fun.
You were in this?
Yeah, somebody sent me this.
I'm SpongeBob.
We lost the numbers. We're gonna need.
Did she put her fingers up your booty?
This is crazy. This is crazy.
I just lost my dog. I call this watch.
What the fuck are we watching?
<There's me.
laughs> No way.
I made it to the meme comp.
You
dude.
Made it to the meme comp, dude.
Yeah, but that's it. That's basically it.
Dude, this
that's
is straight
huge
up brain rot.
Fugitive.
That's huge news. Yeah. Isn't it? You know what's weird is imagine trying to show that to an old person and be like, this is good for me.
Yeah. This is modern comedy.
I know this is
going
to blow your fucking mind, but check it out. Yeah, and then just show them what's basically happening with their
Alzheimer's.
Imagine
showing somebody from the 1960s that meme compilation.
Yeah. And they're like, what is this? Like, you know, this has 500,000 likes.
If I showed that to my mom, she would look at it and then she'd be like, oh, honey, is this good? She'd be so sweet and just not understand.
This is brutal what they did to Bill Carroll. Guys, go follow Bill and his clips on IG.
Dude, check this out.
I don't know if I know this guy.
I saw a homeless guy the other day, and he asked me for change. I was like, oh, man. God damn, that is so sad.
What?
That is so sad. I'm Obama?
Look.
Just LeBron James
evil,
face. Hey,
less is more.
It's so funny.
I'm assuming we're not showing this clip on the feed, are we? Are we showing it? Okay, good.
He rip his ass up.
Ugh.
This is...
Who do you think invented slavery, huh? Maybe like a guy named like Peter Slavery.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening because you're such a stupid fat.
Colton.
I saw a homeless
that's
guy
brutal.
Dog, that's
the comments. The comments are bad.
To get shitted on by a meme, by a faceless meme account, this is the biggest way to be the biggest cowardly way to be funny is to run a meme account. Meanwhile, this kid's up there working out jokes.
Also, so funny.
Also,
this
very
is
funny.
Super
Joker
funny.
Origin story.
What his name? It's actually so bad it's funny. You just don't have the vision.
The first one was kind of good.
McDonald's is hiring, bro.
when the humor they're trying to make is based in politics, you know it's going to be low tier. Oh my god.
What? It wasn't even based in politics.
It was based in
wordplay.
He heard the word Obama and he just got upset.
Yeah. But yeah, that's
I hate when people say Obama.
Yeah.
That's Bill and his clips on Instagram. We're going to plug Bill.
Also,
he's a sweet guy.
Also, peep Justin's DMs, just me calling him gay or him calling him gay.
That rules.
Classic, dude.
Well, this has been unbelievable.
Yeah,
boys,
time.
Where can they follow you?
You guys can follow me, Michael Ridley, at Chinky Sweat on Instagram.
Maybe the best handle out
probably
there.
Probably the best
Chinky
handle out
Sweat's
there.
Crazy.
I have a very racist, silly podcast called Radio Ridley Radio. We get about 100 views a week. No big deal. But I did an episode with Nick V. You guys should go check that out. It's a very good example of what a good episode of my podcast is like. And there you go, Nick.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah, watch me on Radio Ridley, dude. And my Instagram is at Nick B. Good on Instagram.
Perfect.
Yeah, and I'm come to Banana Phone, dude, if you're in Austin.
Sunday is 10 p.m.
Every Sunday at 10. It's a free show for now. It'll be free.
Yeah, for now. Come get it while it's free.
Yeah, come on out.
We're about to increase production. Things are going to have to cost money.
We're about to produce so much, dude.
Get it while it's hot, bitches. All right, goodbye.